Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to Create the Movement podcast. This is Brad Post, and I'm here with our Chief Marketing Officer, Dominic Montgomery. Dominic,
hey,
how
Brad.
You doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Good, man. Good. I know we communicate daily with the, you know, multiple existing clients that we have here at Create the Movement, and Dominic's doing a great job at the multiple tasks that we give to him. So sometimes he's not always able to be on the podcast, and glad that we got to connect and record record our many conversations that we have. So kind of the topic of this podcast is how to get more clients for your small business. And you know, Dominic and I have kind of in the past, you know, probably what, 5 years, worked with a lot of you know, larger companies, attorneys, and that had a pretty decent budget to work with for their marketing campaign. And it was, there were some pretty competitive markets out there, right, Dominic?
Oh, absolutely.
That we've had to work in. And so, you know, most of these competitive markets have to have a pretty large spend to get found online and to get more clients. And so we've kind of shifted over the past probably 6 months, because our passion is, you know, working with small businesses. And, you know, we've gone into some construction areas, like roofing companies and, plumbing companies and stuff like that. And, you know, the one thing we found is that there's a difference in what we do and, what a lot of the construction type companies are kind of not necessarily trained, but they're marketed to do, which is one, you know, going with one of these lead generating companies. We don't have to mention them really by name, but like, you know, where you pay for a certain number of credits to get a lead. And then that lead in turn goes to you and four of your competitors. You may pay $75 for a lead, and, you know, they get the, five different quotes, and whoever's the quickest and the least amount probably gets the job. Right, Dominic?
Right.
And the frustrating thing is that's kind of a, you know, a failing cycle is, you know, you continue to pay for leads, and you may pay for 10, 20, 30, depending on your budget, and not get, you know, but maybe one, maybe two, if you're lucky, and doesn't even pay for the amount that you spent on marketing. And then not only that, but you don't get any assets that you're building out of it. So that's kind of one thing that Dominic and I have really done is put together a package, since we've worked for these larger companies, is put together a package that works for small businesses and is more affordable,
right?
You know, for the small business. So, you know, we built what, $5,000, $10,000, you know, $25,000 websites in the past, but not very many, if any, small business can afford that.
Right. Right. That's a good point.
So, yeah, we put this package together and you know, started offering different products that will get your company online, and in turn build assets for your company, such as a website, you know, your online presence, different, citations, your Google My Business. And Dominic, you're going to be sharing a little bit about local search and the importance of that here in a minute.
Yeah.
But one of my thoughts was, I had lunch with a friend a couple weeks ago, who had a large construction company about 10 years ago. He had, you know, five or six trucks working for him, and, you know, they were blowing and going, but he failed to shift with the new way of marketing, which is online. And in turn, he's actually working for another company. His big company shut down. He was like, you know, if I would have just, you know, bit the bullet and went online 5 years ago, I wouldn't be where I'm at. I'd be, you know, doing my own business rather than working for another company.
Wow. Wow.
And, you know, and you hate to hear that. If, you know, if you're called to be an entrepreneur or a business person, you'd like to stay in that. You know, most people that start their own businesses because they've worked in that area. It's kind of, you know, for a company and realize that they weren't doing the business the way they should. And so you kind of start your own thing, right? So it's what Dominic and I did pretty much, yep. You know,
pretty much. Yeah.
And so, it's, and now's really the time to make sure your business is online and you're building assets for your company rather than spending money with another company trying to get, you know, low quality leads.
Right. and those other companies are essentially, they don't just take your money, but you know, they build themselves up obviously. And then they market to these small companies and say, because we're so big, you should pay us to have a portion of our site. Which goes back to what you were saying is that's not building the asset for the company.
Exactly.
6 months down the road, when you look at your you know, expenses and see you paid $2,000 to some online directory, and like you said, you've gotten one, maybe two leads in a half a year, and you want to turn that off, well, now you're left with nothing.
Right.
If you invested all of that into your own stuff, you know, one thing I wanted to hit on with local search, and it kind of ties into this, but having a medium to long-term mindset when it comes to this kind of stuff, especially online digital marketing, you have to have a long-term mindset.
That's good.
Because what you start right now, you may not see the benefit of until 6 months down the road, but it's never going to leave because you spent the time to build it up. So, sorry to just hijack your point. But
No, that's great. I love, having the long-term mindset because, you spend a lot of money and realize that didn't do anything for you. And like you said, 6 months down the road, you're like, well, dang, you know,
you have nothing.
Right. Right. But, share a little bit kind of on the local search, Dominic.
Yeah. And so, you know, along the lines of us talking about small business, I think one thing that has gone unseen or unchecked is that, and this is kind of like what you were saying, the guy, saw that marketing was changing and saw that there's a move being made to doing marketing online. And he didn't notice it until it was too late, or he didn't care about it until it was too late.
Exactly.
So I think that's what's happening now with local search. I think there's local search and people know local search, but I think there's like a hyper local search going on now. I was just reading an article last week or a couple of days ago. Where they said there's been a dramatic increase of the keyword near me, like a dramatic increase. So with Google seeing something like that, obviously they're going to shift their algorithm and shift their tools and their search pages to cater to people looking for something near them. Right. And I always say essentially that's what Google wants. Google wants you to think something and then they give you the answer. You know, that's their main goal. Like then they'll be there in 10 years, but if people are searching for near me, how do you figure out, like, you as a small business owner need to figure out how to let them know, like, hi, I'm here, I'm near you, I'm here, because there are people around you looking for business. And I think that's kind of where what we found too is if we get local businesses or local companies to work with, the quality of that client is sometimes better than someone, you know, who we work with overseas. Because we can touch them, they're right there. Well, we can gain that kind of a relationship with them. Plenty of times, me and Brad used to do date or monthly check-ins with clients and just pop by and sit down and talk shop.
Right.
Because that's important. So when it comes to local search, you know, obviously you need to let people know you're near them. And Brad mentioned Google My Business. It's a great way. But also you have to be in Maps, you know, you have to have all your Google stuff set up. And then more importantly, and we do this with our packages, and this is where we're one of the places, areas where we're different than other companies who focus on bringing you local leads, is people are searching for a specific service that's near them. Okay. Let's say you, the business owner, you are that particular service. Now, someone, and if you show up, that's great. But there's a whole different realm of people looking for a type of service near them, not a particular one, but a type of service near them. And maybe they're posing a question like, are there any, let's say, t-shirt printing shops in Los Angeles, like in the city? Okay. So let's say they're not doing near me, they're doing a particular city. So what you need to pay attention to and what you need to strive to do and what we strive to do is we try to meet the person who's searching while they're in that research phase. Okay. So let's say that person's looking for a t-shirt shop in LA, or he's looking for a custom graphic t-shirt shop in LA. We're going to try to, in our link building and in the way that we write content, and even the small business owner can write content, to provide that searcher with the right information during their research. Okay. To get, so that it's not a branded search. Like, they're not saying Paul's t-shirt shop. They're looking for a type of t-shirt shop somewhere near them. If they land on the content that you've prepared for them and the content is persuasive, the content is unique, and it's just put together on a great website, I think that is going to also help build traffic and build leads for your company. I hope that makes sense. I kind of talked about it. But what the main goal is, what I'm trying to get to, is meet the person during the research phase. Like, that's what we want to do. We have a client, and I'm not going to name names, but it's funny. It's funny, and if they're listening, they'll know who it is. But we fell on a bounce rate topic, and one of their pages we built out had amazing content. It told the searcher exactly what they needed to know. It hit on different points. It had video. It had an index. Everything. It was a huge page. The bounce rate of that page was really high. Okay. But the time spent on the page was really high as well. I think it was like 5 minutes or something like that. So me and Brad were like crunching the numbers, looking at the data, and we're like, okay, well, here's what's happening. People are searching for something having to do with this article or something in the realm of this topic. And they're finding this page because this page ranks so well because it has all the info you need. They're finding this page and they're staying on that page and they're reading it all. They're taking it in and they're making one of two actions. The first action is they're leaving the page because they've absorbed everything they needed. They got their question answered and they moved on. Or the second action was they picked up the phone and they called the client, because what that content did was show the searcher, okay, these people are experts on this topic. I need to call them, talk to somebody face to face, and get my situation sorted. Okay, so if we can strive to do stuff like that, that's really, really going to help bring business to your small business.
Absolutely.
And one more thing I wanted to hit on. You talked about the guy missing the online boat. I think it's important for small business owners to know, like, yes, you have to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to advertising marketing. But here's another shift that's happening that I think people are missing out on. Traditional marketing, you know, your yellow pages, your billboards, all that. It's not dead. Okay. We're not saying move everything online, but the price of traditional marketing, like the cost of doing it the right way now, has gone up. What I mean is, if you've been paying $150,000 a year to have the back cover of a yellow book ad, okay, you've been doing that for 12 years, and you know they've locked in a price or whatever. Well, obviously, people have stopped, but most people have stopped using yellow books. I think I'm okay with saying that. There may be a generation who still keeps them, or you know, uses them for the kids to sit up higher in their chairs.
Right.
But for the most part, people aren't getting those to look at advertising. But if you were to run a campaign, say the same price point, well, not the same price, it would be substantially more, to do something very, very creative and something that pulls at somebody's heart when they see it. And you're not doing it for reasons, say, to get business. You're doing it for branding purposes. You want to state a message. You want to push an agenda, something like that. That price has gone up because all the creative that's going to go into it. So if you're still doing traditional marketing, look at shifting that to a more creative way, because I don't think people right now are going to be persuaded by a headshot of you in your shop and then a phone number. You know,
right.
That's just not going to happen. And digital has made it real easy to tell stories and to tell the story behind a business and to persuade people to like the business, you know, more than the competitor and to call. Made it easier to make that messaging clear when before we just had to depend on Yellow Pages and billboards, and that's how everybody did it. So I rambled a lot there, but I hope,
no, I hope
there's good. Some takeaways.
It brought up a point too, is yeah, people want to be moved by the message, you know. Look at all the Super Bowl commercials. We recently had the Super Bowl, and a lot of it was kind of cause marketing. And, you know, I remember just after a few of them going, wow, that was a good commercial. You know, I was somewhat moved.
Right.
And I think, yeah, with the way they do traditional marketing, it's, you know, just think differently and look to hire a company that can help you think differently, so you don't waste a lot of money. I think, that's where it comes down is, yeah, hey, we made it big. We can put up billboards, but well, you know, what's that billboard saying? And are you tracking conversions off of that billboard? Do you have a, you know, is there a way to track that with online? You can pretty much track just about everything, you know, that somebody's doing, and can really show the results quickly as far as like, you know, like you'd mentioned the Near Me. You know, with like Google My Business, it's got insights on it where you can see how many people clicked to call or how many people clicked for directions and, you know, in a month's time. And, you know, there's so much data online now that, you know, it's great to be in it, but somewhat overwhelming sometimes with all the information that's going out there, you know, and, you know, we're just, blessed to be able to follow the trends, you know.
Right, good point. You know, it's funny. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, just because, you know, a year or two ago, the Near Me searches weren't as fluent as they are now, right?
Right. And especially with voice search, you know, people are at home and kids are at home. I'm sure with Alexa and Google Home and all this stuff, I'm sure there's a lot of searches getting skewed by kids just saying, you know, playground near me or something like that.
Right.
But I'm sure that's how people talk. You know, they're looking for something near them, close to them. I wanted to bring up a point you said about billboards and what kind of ties into me saying that, you know, you have to, I loved how you said, find someone who can help you think differently when it comes to traditional marketing. MailChimp, I think everyone should be familiar with MailChimp. If not, they're an email provider. They let you put together email campaigns and send them. We love them. They're awesome. Yeah. They put together a billboard campaign. Okay. Cost millions of dollars. They put up a billboard in Times Square, in Los Angeles, Dallas, around some football stadiums or whatever. And the only thing on that billboard was color and then their logo. There was no call to action. There's no phone number, because MailChimp understands nobody's going to ride past this and pick up the phone or call. And nobody's going to go home and remember their URL. But all they were doing it for was just branding purposes. Just to say, we're so cool, we're just going to make some cool stuff and put it out there. Millions of dollars, you know? So I think that alone shows kind of the different way of thinking that's occurred.
Absolutely.
People spending millions of dollars to do something like that. And I think that's cool. And I would love to have millions of dollars to do stuff like that.
Right. Just to put our logo up.
Yeah. And one more thing I wanted to mention with Google My Business is reviews. Reviews. I think people, when they see reviews online, they take those and internalize them as personal recommendations, because it's another person reviewing this company. You know, so bringing business in, hey, make sure you follow up and get them to leave your review. And we've dealt with it this past month. Brad, a couple clients received negative reviews. And we always encourage them to go in and try to resolve that with the person who might have been upset with the business. Try to resolve it, make it look good, respond online, respond openly. You know, don't make it a private deal. Respond openly so that other people can look at your reviews. Say you have 9 great reviews and 1 bad one, which is not usually the trend, because usually only upset people leave reviews.
Right.
That's why Yelp exists. But if they see nine positive and one negative, they look at that negative and they see that you've been interacting and trying to take care of it, take care of the situation the right way. I think those nine reviews plus seeing that will overcome anybody saying, well, I'm not going to call them because they had a bad review. Right. But reviews are very important and they can show up in search results too, besides your name. So focus on that.
And we've seen a lot of bad reviews that weren't even clients, you know? So I think if they even respond going, you know, hey, sorry, you gave us a one star, but we don't have record of you, you know, as a client. And I think even crazy. Just saying that, people look at reviews and they're like, oh, okay, well, let's look at this, you know, let's look at this bad review. Oh, okay. Well, they responded that this isn't even a client. So,
right.
You know, dismiss that. Yeah,
that person is a crazy person.
Right. Right. This isn't necessarily on the lines of local search, but it brought up a story that I'd like you to share. You'd shared the Wayfair, like way yeah. that they did their marketing. It's more of a national, but can you share that story?
Yeah. So we were dealing with a client and we're doing, you know, just research on their keywords. They're showing up real well. I think for like 94 keywords, they're showing up first page, which is awesome. So I ran all these keywords through AdWords keyword planner just to see, you know, search volume on each one, just to make sure we're ranking for terms that matter. And I was shocked to see that the client's name, like their brand name, was searched more than any of the keywords on their site. And that brought to mind a commercial that Wayfair, the furniture store or the online furniture store, runs. They ran a national campaign on TV during prime business hours across the world. And the call to action in that commercial was, need an area rug? Just Google Wayfair plus area rug. Do you need a new sofa? Google Wayfair plus sofa. And I said, oh my gosh, like Wayfair, they're owning the keyword area rug because they're telling people to go search not for the word area rug, but for Wayfair area rug. So they're branding that keyword and they're telling Google, hey, if somebody's looking for an area rug, they're probably looking for Wayfair area rug because millions of people are now searching this word.
Right.
So they changed the way that people search, which is which is crazy.
Yeah.
So with our client now, we're shifting and focusing more so on branded keywords. Okay. So if you ran, let's say you have if you have a t-shirt printing store in town and everyone knows you as Dave's t-shirt shop and you're the top t-shirt shop there, but you see some competitors kind of along the way. Why not brand your keywords with Dave's t-shirt shops, Dave's custom printing, Dave's ink, this Dave's. So then whenever somebody's searching for that particular keyword, your branded search might come up first because Google is essentially saying anything having to do with this topic, I need to append Dave's to it.
Right.
Because they are the authority on that topic. That was a brilliant campaign by Wayfair. That was just so brilliant.
That's good. Well, yeah, let's just kind of wrap it up if you're good with that.
No, cool deal.
Really how to get more clients for your small business and the importance of local search. We'd love to work with you. So, you know, contact us today if you want to work with us.
Absolutely.
Any parting words, Dominic?
Don't pay a lot of money for the back of a yellow book.
There you go. Yep. And don't invest all your marketing dollars into a lead generating company that you won't be building assets to, right?
Right. There you go.
Right. Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.